You'll even use your Google Maps when you're like going to Calgary.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, is it Calgary Trail? Is this the right way? Is this the right road?
This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Quick question for our listeners. Can you hear me when I'm typing?
Yes.
Because sometimes I'll be responding to texts during our breaks and just pretending to listen to Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know if it's obvious.
It's totally obvious. I've actually told you before, you need to move your microphone away from your keyboard if you're going to be up to that.
Okay, whatever, man.
Can you hear that? Yes.
No.
Stop it.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated with Ryder and Lisa.
Underrated, feeling good. Like, just take a moment right now. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're in a drive-thru. Maybe you're at home getting ready for work. Maybe you're just chilling, laying in bed. Do you feel okay?
Mm-hmm. I do.
You're blessed.
Thank you.
Underrated when you feel good. We all go through this this thought process, especially when you have like a head cold or allergies where you're like, oh, I wish I didn't take breathing okay for granted.
Good point.
Yesterday, I had cramps. I had tinnitus. I had a migraine.
Mm-hmm. Very gassy.
Yeah. Okay, that too.
I just made that up, but all right.
Everything was wrong, and I just laid in bed and cried. What?
Well, probably, if you're quite gassy.
Yeah, okay, I was in the fetal position with a heat pad. It felt great. Get it out. But in that moment, I just cried and cried to the point where I was ready to post a crying selfie on Instagram and make people feel sorry for me.
Lisa.
That's how lonely I felt.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful, and it was isolating, and I was like, I can't post this because I look disgusting, but I would have if I was cuter without makeup on. So just underrated, feeling good. I feel so much better today.
And you're not going to take it for granted.
I'm not going to take it for granted. Exactly.
Right. I'm going with underrated today. Pants that are just one step classier or fancier than sweatpants.
Ooh, I like that because they're so comfortable.
Yeah, like I can wear them to work. You can't commit to being the sweatpant guy at work or you're never going to get a raise.
What?
Yeah.
That is so funny. I've never thought about it like that.
Picture it. The guy that's always in sweatpants. No, that guy doesn't get raises. Ask for them. He doesn't look like he's ready for one.
He doesn't even wash these sweatpants.
I have these. They're called State North, I think. They're a local company that reached out to us and asked if we wanted some clothes a long time ago. And they're just a little classier than sweatpants. So I can actually wear them with like a button-up shirt that I have today. It's not really a dress shirt. It's not really a jacket. I don't know what it is. But if I wore this with sweatpants...
It looks like a Carhartt button-up, but like a
sure.
One you can wear out and about, yeah.
With sweatpants, I think I'd look like a real Yahoo. But with these pants, I'm killing it, and I'm probably going to get a raise today.
Underrated.
Underrated pants that are just a little bit classier than sweatpants.
No. I was going to say underrated. Using the word Yahoo.
Oh.
It's been a while.
Also that. Play 107. We need your help with this one. We'll both pitch you a business plan, a business concept, an invention. And then you let us know who you'd be more inclined to invest with.
Yeah, you get to pretend that you're a millionaire. So fun. Hi, Sharks. I'm Lisa Evans. Are you always trying to hide your fast food bags from your family when they get in the vehicle because they, for some odd reason, get mad at you for not thinking of them when you stopped yesterday? You finally got to be alone. Can't you just eat your fried chicken sandwich in peace? Apparently not. Is your walk of shame not leaving a one-night stand, but instead it's your walk to the trash can at the gas station with your hands full of empty beef jerky bags, Slurpee cups, empty cheese bun bags from Sobeys? Fret no more. Introducing the treat seat. It's a compartment that attaches to your driver's seat where you can throw all of your delicious driving treats or wrappers in before the kid jumps in after school. Mommy, can we stop and get a treat? No, because I already did that without you. No more stress and shoving empty sour key bags into the car door slot. What do you say, Sharks? Are you ready to finally eat in your car without interruption, without people questioning things? Mommy, what's this? Nothing. it's a McChicken wrapper in the back seat. You're like, no, invest with the treat seat today.
There it is. Nice one.
Thank you.
My turn. Hello, sharks. Do you remember candy necklaces as a kid? Well, we make them for grown-ups. I'm Ryder, the founder of Adult Candy Necklaces. On our stretchy string, you won't find lame hard candies that taste like chalk and give you cavities. Instead, your neck will be surrounded with things you really need. Advil necklaces,
ooh.
Gravol necklaces, Tums, birth control, even Viagra necklaces.
Oh, wow.
And if you're thinking, I don't need 86 of the same thing around my neck, try one of our surprise adult candy necklaces. Is it vitamin D or MDMA? Guess you're about to find out. Adult candy necklaces, because why should kids have all the fun?
I love that. Okay, sharks listening, who would you rather invest your money in?
Ooh. What are you known for? What's your lame claim to fame? 780-784-7107. As this time of year, every year, Lisa gets bombarded with messages from people in the service industry.
Yeah, because they are redoing their ProServe, which is a test you take to make sure you know all the rules, regulations of working in a bar. And I'm the actress in the online test who is too drunk to get in to the bar. So it's the part of the test where you learn about security and what to do if somebody's too intoxicated.
I just want to read something to you. The definition of typecast. To cast an actor or actress in a part calling for the same characteristics as those possessed by the performer. Typecast.
No, here's the thing. We filmed this in like 2004. I was 14. I wasn't even old enough to be in the bar when they cast me to act in this. So,
Lisa,
it's all,
you're
it's
definitely
all
not 14 in that video. I'm looking at it right now. You look 33 in it.
I'm only 31 right now. It is so old. And I've been meaning just to complain kidding. To ProServe to be like, can you update your test?
Yeah, no, but that's your thing.
But it's my thing. It's what
own
I'm known
it.
For. And I've realized something.
Mm-hmm.
One day there will be a generation of new servers and bartenders that won't know who I am.
And you don't want that.
And they won't recognize me. Hey, is that the girl from the radio?
Right.
Because they'll be young. They'll have no idea who I am. So I'm soaking up this fame now while it lasts.
Do you think the ProServe video that you're featured in has ever gotten you a free drink? Like, do you think a bartender's like, hey, that's a chick
no,
from the video.
Let's absolutely
buy, let's
not.
Buy her some liquor. Get her kicked out of here.
So we posted the screen grab that a listener tagged me in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I got to post this because there's so many people in this industry that have seen me and maybe didn't put two and two together.
Yeah.
And they haven't updated it. So it's all over our social media right now. Play 107 Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I just want to let you all know that even back then I had pretty cute eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah, nice eyebrows.
But I am wearing a thumb ring, and I got weird thumbs, so please don't judge me.
You've set the bar very high
yeah.
for what we're talking about today.
I'm pretty famous, yeah.
With your lame claim to fame. Is that fair?
You have one, too.
I was in a music video.
Were you the love interest in a music video?
Yeah, Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. I'm the guy that's mowing the lawn.
No, that's not you. But you did change the Wikipedia page and claim that that was you, and then they flagged it. They're like, somebody's messing with our music video page.
No, the actual music video I was in for roughly a second and a half as a background extra was Aaron Prochet's Hold My Beer While I Kiss Your Girlfriend.
Whoa.
I'm one of the bar patrons that steps over the guy who's laying on the ground.
That's fascinating.
Thank you.
Would you be able to find which part of the music video you're in? If our listeners are interested, you can text in right now. We'll send you the screen grab of my ProServe drunk acting, which, by the way, should get an Oscar. Or Ryder's music video, Aaron Prochet, Hold My Beer.
If I'm really good at pausing it at the right moment, I might be able to get it.
It's that quick, eh?
Yep.
Oof.
What are you known for in your circle, your lame claim to fame?
I do like a good E.T. impression.
Okay, let's
can we hear it.
E.T. phone home.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
How do I get your autograph?
That's so cute.
Do you sign your autograph with just your finger?
Yeah.
Just the one finger. Yeah.
That is so funny.
So I managed to track down the exact moment. I'm in Aaron Perchette's music video, Hold My Beer While I Kiss Your Girlfriend, starring role in that, almost.
It's actually impossible to tell if that's you or not.
No.
It's a really dark scene. You just walk by the camera for like 4 milliseconds.
Okay, listen though. If I'm going to lie about something,
why would it be this?
Why would I possibly do this? And I even, I tweeted Aaron. We'll see if he gets back to me. He probably remembers me from the shoot.
That's so funny. So we did post the video, the little clip on Play107's Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's on Twitter.
You'll know
as well.
It's me, except for like I wasn't bald there.
Yeah. And you're wearing
a bandana with one of those army corporal hats on top of it.
Oh, wow. You really dressed for the role.
It's an interesting stage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got this text from Lacey. It says, I once peed next to the queen in France. And nobody will let me live that down.
Really?
Our local news wrote a story on it. I need more details. Like, were you squatting in a bush? What is happening here?
My guess is she was a kid. And she, like, pulled her pants down and peed, right? They wouldn't do a story on, like, an adult doing that.
Lynn wrote in saying, my lame claim to fame was making the top 100 on Canadian Idol in 2005. At that time, I was boxing as well, so they did a little clip of me. Okay, Lynn. Even if your friend is going to be on the news that night, like everybody gathers around the TV, they document it for their Instagram story. I love us. I think we're so funny.
That like we get so hyped up over these little moments.
Yes. I think it's so cute. Remember your daughter? She saw that the news showed up when we checked out the Galaxyland new rides.
Yeah.
And she was on, I don't even know what it was.
Global maybe?
Ferris wheel.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
And she was convinced. She's like, we have to watch the news tonight. I think I'm famous. I waved at the camera. I was like, I think the cameras were off at that point, but sure.
You just waved at the cameraman. But he was very appreciative.
That's so cute. Brooke just texted in. I made out with the guitarist from Simple Plan in 2005.
Whoa.
On Play 107.
All right, so we're talking about lame claims to fame. We got a text about peeing beside the queen and it getting like television attention. We were quite confused. I assumed it was like a kid who took a pee. We actually called Lacey. We have her on the phone. We need details. What happened?
How old were you?
I was 17, and we were at the Vimy Ridge Memorial, and all the dignitaries were there, so the Prime Minister and the Queen and everybody was there, and there was like a brief intermission, and everybody ran to those like fancy porta potty trailer things.
Okay.
And by the time I got in there, they yelled, like some man kind of yelled everybody out, and she came in.
The queen came in.
So everybody did clear out of the bathroom at the time?
Yeah, everyone kind of scattered and I froze because I was a child. I was 17. And I just stayed. Nobody came in to like look under the stalls or anything. So I just poked my feet up and waited for her to leave. And everyone asked me if she said anything. And she did. Like, I can't do an accent. And she just said, ugh, ghastly.
So
to
she
the toilet.
So,
okay. I guess.
So
are you sure she didn't say, ugh, I'm gassy?
Maybe. I don't know. Get an accent.
I'm dying. So you peed beside the queen. That is actually not a lame claim to fame. That's iconic.
Yeah. Do you think she was saying ghastly that like there was a commoner, you, in the bathroom? Or was it like, do you think it was like her potty was ghastly?
I mean, I hope she's okay. She was just mad that like I was in there. I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe she was playing Pokemon. There's a ghastly character in that.
Okay, but I just think it's so funny, Lacey, that you froze, got nervous to leave, so you just lifted your feet up to make it look like you weren't in there.
Solid move.
Solid move.
Yeah, foolproof, right? No one would get through that plan.
No,
what
totally.
What would you do?
That's true. What
I
would have
done the same thing for sure.
Lacey, we are very proud of you. Thank you for sharing your hilarious story. You are famous.
We are talking about Queen Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was thinking like maybe like Queen the band or a queen from another country, but no, that Queen, that is hilarious. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
We definitely have a clubhouse leader for the coolest lame claim to fame.
She peed beside the queen.
Awesome. You got one for us? Fire away.
So my lame claim to fame was when I was 17 years old on a school trip to New York. I went to Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, and one of the staff members asked me, hey, do you like High School Musical? And I said, no. And she was like, well, do you like Zac Efron? And I was like, yes. So she took me over to the unveiling of the new wax museum statue that was Zac Efron. There was a ton of photographers there, and I got featured in some of the gossip magazines, including Perez Hilton, and he posted up online and crossed my face out.
But you knew it was you.
Famous.
I knew it was me. That was my ponytail. Zac Efron.
Your ponytail is so famous.
Yeah.
Straight now, we're kicking off something we're calling Trick and Treat. Not trick or treat.
No.
So here's the deal. If you want us to mess with somebody, whether it's a spouse, a friend, a parent, whatever, we will do that. And then we'll soften the blow by hooking you up with a very nice prize from Body Polish Day Spa. So today, Melissa hit us up and she was very disappointed at her friend, Chantel, who stood her up on a date that they had planned to go to a haunted house. Melissa was very excited. Chantel's reason was that she gets too easily scared and didn't want to mess around. So Melissa asked if we would scare Chantel a little bit just to make up for the fact that she's not getting the scare at the haunted house.
We do this every Friday starting now. We're launching it today. Let's see if this works.
Hello?
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 Is this Chantel?
It is. Who is this?
It doesn't matter. I have a message for you.
No. Who is this?
I'm not telling you my name.
I loved her. Oh, no. Like, of course she's not going to a haunted house with Melissa.
Yeah, let's try her again.
No, yeah, we can't. No, she's not going to answer.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Chantel?
It is.
Hi. I have a message for Melissa.
Okay, what is the message?
You'll pass this on to her?
Well, I have my husband on the other line, and if you're calling to threaten me or Melissa, hold your tongue.
I'm not scared of your husband.
Who is this?
It doesn't matter. I need you to tell Melissa these three words.
Tell me these three words.
Chantel's a chicken.
You just won. How are those three words? It's Ryder and Lisa calling from Play 107.
This is Melissa's fault, not ours.
Oh my God.
You wouldn't go in a haunted house with her, so we scared you ourselves.
I'm going to vomit.
So we have a contest going on called Trick and Treat. So you've got yourself tricked now, and you get a treat, which is a $50 gift cert to Body Polish Day Spa.
Melissa also got a gift card. Do you think you'd be going to the spa with her, or are you going to be ignoring her for the next while?
Well, I'm going to be her a little bit, but I'd probably still go with her.
Yay!
All right, here it is. We have Taylor Hansen, lead singer from Hansen, on the phone, who's taking the stage today at Commonwealth for halftime. Are you excited?
Yeah, of course. I mean, these days, as a musician, of course, you know, getting to play to just people in a room sounds like a glamorous concept. You know, concerts have been, so down this last year plus, but we're thrilled to be back in Canada.
You're from Oklahoma. You're playing an outdoor show tonight in Canada. You're lucky that the weather's holding, but 50 degrees Fahrenheit likely around the time you guys take the stage. Is that doable for you?
Hey, if you can play, a New Year's Eve show on the East Coast in the States, you know, up in upstate New York, you can play any show outside, ever.
Perfect.
I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of ill right now because I was like 9 years old when you were first on the scene. So the fact that, like, if I could go back in time and be like, oh yeah, when you're 31, Lisa, you're going to be talking to the lead singer of Hanson, just so you know, I would faint.
Well, okay, don't tell your 9-year-old self to not faint.
Okay, I think I'm doing okay. Yes, I've gotten through the phone call so far, so we'll see what happens.
Joined by Taylor Hansen. Hansen taking the stage tonight at the Elks game. I'd like to thank you for inspiring long hair. I decided to roll with that, which was a point of contention with my grandfather, but the ladies loved it.
You know, you gotta listen to what the ladies have to say. That's always important. That's a good lesson to learn early.
So we're very excited. Edmonton has been buzzing over the fact that you and your brothers are performing the halftime show at the Elks game tonight versus the Blue Bombers. If you could guess, just from those names, the Elks or the Blue Bombers, who do you think is going to win?
Well, of course, the Elks.
Yeah, the hometown team. Yeah. Bad guess.
Take note. We're purely the entertainment for all fans of all teams.
You're
okay,
right.
Okay, good.
We're,
yeah,
we're
right.
Neutral. We're neutral territory.
Okay, I like that. I respect that.
No, we're really hoping that the Elks win. So that's cool that you're hoping for that, too. It's just the Blue Bombers are a pretty good team this year.
Yeah.
Okay, Taylor, yeah. Think about this real hard. Family versus family band fight. You're going out, you get into a brawl. What band that's a group of family members would come out as champions? Are you thinking it would be you and your brothers because you're pretty tough and strong? Would it be the Jonas Brothers, the Moffitts, Oasis? Who's taking the win?
Oh, you're saying us versus any variation on family groups of bands of this particular brothers?
Yes,
yeah.
It sounds like, yeah, you got your own deathmatch plan happening. I mean, I would love to say that we would be cunning and we would be, you know, we'd be the fighters that took it down. But I think if Oasis is involved, I feel like they're scrappers. I feel like they would play dirty and they'd take it.
I love that that's your answer because you're right. They'd either take it or they'd just fight each other.
That's what I... Yeah, they go after each other first and then
if we could just get them really, really drunk, then, you know, we just kind of step back and, you know, watch it happen. I would certainly be curious to see that on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Not be pretty.
Taylor Hansen, it's a real pleasure to be speaking with you. It'll be a real pleasure to see you on stage tonight as the Elks take on the Blue Bombers. Thank you for coming and blessing your skills with our lovely city.
Yep, absolutely. Happy to be here. Look forward to it. We're listening to Ryder and Lisa on Play 107.
How does that sound?
I'm sick.
I've got a question for you.
I'm not okay. I put makeup on for this interview and it was over the phone.
That's what I was going to ask.
I got to look good for Taylor. He can't see me.
No, it wasn't a Zoom call.
I wouldn't have made it through a Zoom call. No. I would be on the floor. You'd have to call 911. I actually don't think you understand how big of a deal this is for me.
Like, you got tears in your eyes.
I know. It's sad, but it's true.
Like you were a full-blown fangirl growing up.
Oh, yeah. I had this boy band album that just had one song from a bunch of different boy bands in the 90s, but I only listened to number 3 on repeat, and it was Hanson, I Will Come to You, like, all the time.
We need a good family band, boy band now. Like, my daughter is 9, so you would have been that age when you were completely fangirling over Hanson.
Yeah, she has the Jonas Brothers, or are they a bit too old for
her
now?
They'd be too old, right? Like, these guys, you could have a crush on one of the three of them, and it would be completely reasonable. As a 9-year-old, you don't have a crush on a grown-ass man.
Right.
Like, you might kind of have a crush.
Probably,
but like,
not, though.
No, you'd want...
Like, the fact that even it was my favorite Hanson brother that called us.
Yeah, like when I told...
the lead singer.
When I told you which one we had lined up.
I can't. Like, I am...
Where does this rank on, like, your favorite moments since...
Like, being in radio?
Yeah.
I mean... Having a rap song with Classified is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Introducing Ice Cube was pretty cool.
Sure.
But there's nothing that tops this.
This is now the number one, the clubhouse leader.
And it doesn't help that he was super kind and funny.
Funny.
That now I'm like, oh, like, we're together.
Recommend something.
Okay, you bought it for me. So where were you? What grocery store did you go to get the Starbucks pumpkin spice creamer? Do you remember what grocery store was carrying that? Was it Superstore?
No, I think it was Sobeys.
Okay, everybody needs to try it. It tastes exactly like the Starbucks drink. And it's just, pumpkin spiced flavored creamer.
OK, Okay.
It's so good. They also have a caramel macchiato one, which is good, but it's not as festive and delicious in my opinion.
Do you like eggnog lattes when those become a thing?
Not really. I've never really gotten on the eggnog train. I've never understood it.
Because using eggnog as creamer is really good too, if you like eggnog.
And then a little bit of cinnamon on top.
Yeah, starting to see it on store shelves here and there. So
I will do the pumpkin cream, the pumpkin spiced creamer with just a pot of coffee and then a little bit of whipped cream on top and cinnamon. And it's like a treat. That's dessert right there.
Amazing.
It's so good.
All right. I've got to recommend something. It kind of has to do with the grocery store. This is just a way to get out of having to do things. So quite often you'll have to pick somebody up, whether it be like your sibling or spouse, right?
Okay.
If you're the driver of the vehicle, don't wear shoes. That's my recommend something.
When you're driving a vehicle?
Yeah. You don't have to get out of the vehicle. They have to do everything. So that's my recommendation is like, hey, we got to run out and grab some stuff. Go barefoot and then be like, oh, I can't go into the grocery store. Look. And I forgot to wear my shoes. Silly me.
No shoes, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
So there you go. That's my little tip for today is I've been going barefoot a lot while I'm driving and I never have to get out of the vehicle.
Okay, Fred Flintstone.
Pretty awesome. I guess you could always just forget your mask too. That doesn't work.
That's true.
You got big plans this weekend?
I actually do.
Okay.
I'm getting together with a group of my really close girlfriends. We've been friends since junior high. And we're going to do like an outdoor hangout barbecue kind of deal and a clothing swap. And whatever people don't take, we're going to donate it to Hope Mission.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah. And some of them have some kids, so they're going to bring some kids clothes and we'll put that in a big bag and donate it. It should be good.
Awesome. You didn't invite me.
I'm aware of that.
Okay. Is it my clothes or is it me that you don't want at the party?
We don't want either. Just kidding. You have such good fashion sense.
Thank you. I'll be showing up, whether you like it or
not.
No,
you will not.
Yep.
You're not welcome.
I know where it is. So see you there.
Are you just embracing your inner you now that that's on Netflix?
So just
creepy guy with a ball cap in the corner watching.
I'll just be in the bush.
Yeah. So I don't know if our listeners have plans this weekend, but if you're a big fan of you, yeah, season 3 is streaming.
You're also planning to take my daughter to a movie.
Yeah, the Addams Family movie is out. And I love having a kid as an excuse to go to movies that it would be weird if I went alone.
Mm-hmm. I also didn't get invited to that.
Oh, so yeah, that's true.
There's a trend happening here, and I'm not thrilled with it. But I hope you know when my kid goes to a movie, all she cares about is the claw machine. So,
in the lobby.
Yeah, she doesn't want to hang out with you. She doesn't even want to watch a movie. She just wants to spend your money at the claw machine. Have fun.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.